Ah, well, who adds my tata? Let's say the person tripped on your kli or tripped on the water there, and he fell on the floor and hurt himself. So then the Baal HaBor is pata. Why? Because karka oilam as a kasoi. It's considered like the karka alone is the one that damaged, gave the damage. So Rashi says karka oilam means shein labailam. You don't own it. Like, what do you own? The water that you put down, that's what you own. Or the broken kli. But when somebody tripped over it and he fell on the ground and hurt himself, it's considered the ground hurts him. So the ground that hurts you, that doesn't belong to you, therefore you putter on that. That's called karka oilam as a kasoi. That's what Yehuda Marav says. Tomorrow says, Ki amrisa kaim with the Shmuel. When they said over this halacha in front of Shmuel, Omali, he said back, no. Michti, let's see. Avnoi usakino masoi. That's if there's such a halacha if you put down a stone or a knife, or you bundle b'shus harab and somebody trips and hurts themselves. That's a told of bor we had. So mi boru lamadnu. We learn these things out from bor, so it's a regular bor. V'kulam and all these things on the Kurabim, I call upon them, shor v'lo yodim. Postgres v'nofal shom ashor oichamor. So a dashen only if a shor falls into a bor ayichayiv, and not if a person falls into a bor. And chamor v'lo kelim. Only if a chamor falls in and not if kelim. If kelim fall into a bor and break, so the Baal HaBor is potter. But Shmuel says, v'hani mili, when do we make such a drasha like this? V'hani mili l'inyin kotla. Only negate a kotla if the person died there. If a man falls into a bor and dies there, then the Baal HaBor is potter. Avol inyin nizokin, if the person fell into a bor and just hurt himself there, he comes up alive. Just he got hurt there, then the locker is odom elinyin nizokin, odom chayiv v'kelim pturim. If a man falls into the bor, then you are chayiv. The Baal HaBor is chayiv for this. Just for kelim, still you potter. Because kelim, it's always called a misa. Like when kelim break, he can't use it anymore. So mele by kelim, it's always considered like it died. Trashi kelim pturim al niske kelim potter Baal HaBor dishvriyosan zui misosan. Because when you break a kli, that's considered like you killed the kli. Now mission also, when you spilled the water b'shus harav and somebody tripped over the water is like your bor. Hilkach therefore, ki chayiv aniske haguf chayvei v'lo yalakelim, that you take a chayiv if somebody hurts himself there, aniske odom, then the zokim if he got hurt, you take a chayiv, but if somebody slipped and broke his kelim, then you potter. That's a loch of bor is potter and kelim. That's a gzeirat hakosef. Shor v'lo yodom chamor v'lo kelim. And it's only said he's pure negate to kotla and not negate to nizokim. Now, Rav says, Hanimili, when do we say this? Hecha di afkirinu. Only if you are mafkir the bor. Avel hecha de loy afkirinu. But in a case where you are not mafkir the bor, it still belongs to you. Then amoin hu. Then the mice is still your mom and it still belongs to you. So Rashi is like this, Rav. Hanimili de takalosu lamad mi boroi. When do we learn out takola? From bor. The afkirinu, ki bor, if you're mafkrid, you make it hefka, doesn't belong to you anymore, like a bor. The sova rab, because rab holds that the bor shechayiv ol of Torah. When does the Torah say, what's the case of bor, that yechayiv? Behifke reshusay u borei hu dechayiv osay. The Torah is mechayiv you when you are mafka both. You are mafka, you dig a bor, like at the end of your reshus, and you are mafka both your reshus and the bor. So the Rabbim have a right to walk through there now, and they fall into the bor that you created. That's the case that you're chayiv. That's called b'mafke rishusay u'borei. That's when you're chayiv, that's called bor. Avol loy hafkirinu zatrashi memoinehu. If you weren't mafke, your kli that broke there, so then memoinehu is called your mamanu misharu laman. They learn now from shor. Hilkach therefore, tin of kli memoinoi demazik. So ovad. Therefore, if the kli, if somebody got dirty from your kelim, so it still belongs to you, the kelim. So therefore it's called like your mammon. Therefore you chayiv for the damage you did of his kelim. Avonezek haguf. But that is somebody hurt himself, karka oilam avdu. It wasn't called your water that did it. Because according to Rav, since you were not masker here, the water, or this kli that broke, it was your kli. You were not masker it. So you still own it. So if you still own it, it's not doima to bor anymore. It's only doima to shor. So true, if the people got dirty because of the water, your water hurt them, so that's called your shor, you have to pay for the damage. But if you only caused them to fall, and they tripped and hurt themselves on the karka, and the karka is what did the damage, for that taka you're potter. It's called karka, it's not my karka, I'm potter. Rashi says Shmuel saw what Shmuel held. No, the hifke reshusai v'loy hifke bore nami mishtoi krua. The pasuk is talking about where your mafke the reshus around you, so people have a right to walk through. But even in the case where you were not mafke your bore, you own the bore. Still the pot of boyes a kelim. Still the Torah says yechayiv on kelim. Hilka therefore masnisen. Afagab loyafkerinu. Even though you were not mafke the water or the kli that broke, bore reheve. Still it's called a loch of bore. What does the Mishnah say? You have to pay for the damage. I mean, does somebody hurt himself? If a man tripped there and a man hurt himself, so you have to pay for the damage of the man. But for loy b'kelev, if a kli got dirty there, if somebody's clothing got dirty, you'd be potter on that, because according to Shmuel, it's still called the bor, and bor is potter on kelim. V'yafagav the karkoilim of the loy ay raf tain is good. That the person tripped and hurt himself on the ground, you don't own the ground. You just put your kli down in the middle of Rishus Rabin. Somebody trips down, hurts himself on the ground, it doesn't belong to you, the ground. So why, according to Shmuel, are you chayiv? Chayiv, the Shmuel time of Yom HaKamon, bor shechayiv olav ter, when the ter was mechadash bechlau, the mazik of bor, lahavoloi v'kol shechem lechavoto. Shmuel will see later, holds the side of bor is, when somebody falls into your ditch, you're not only chayiv for the hevel, for the bad air that's there, that caused damage, but even for the chavotoi. That means for the smack that he got on the ground. That the ground damages him. Even though it's not your ground, but since you caused it that he should fall there, you're chayiv. V'yafagav the karkoilam as kosei. Even though really, truly, it's the karkoilam. It's the ground that gave him the patch that hurt himself. But since you were caused for that, that's the chiddush of bor. The Torah says if you cause somebody to trip and fall on the ground and the ground hurts him, you're chayiv for that also. Even though usually grum is spot on, here that's all part of bor, the Torah says yichayiv. So kids, that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, that in our mission here, where you are not mafkir the kelim, so according to Rav, since you are not mafkir, it's not the bor, it's only shor, therefore you only chayiv for kelim that got dirty in the water itself, and not for an odom that tripped on the ground because it's not your ground. And according to Shmuel, that it has a loch of bor here, so it's just the opposite. If it has a loch of bor, so bor is potter on kelim. Mashenkin for them, you'd be chayiv. If a man trips and hurts himself on the ground, for that you'd be chayiv. Mosiv Rabbeisha. Rabbeisha asked a question like this. It says, the pasuk says, V'nofal shomar shoroi chamor. The fell inside a bor, or shor or a chamor. So we dash the means to tell us, shor v'lo yodim. Only if a shor falls into a bor, are you chayiv for, and not if a man falls into a bor. And chamor v'lo kelim. Only if a chamor falls into the bor, not a kelim fall in. Mikan omer, from here, it was said that nofal toichoi shor v'kelim. Let's say a shor fell into a bor, and he had utensils on top of him. V'nishtabru, and the kelim broke there. Or else chamor v'kelim, a donkey was carrying kelim, and he also tripped and fell into the bor. V'nishkara, and he ripped the clothing there. Is chayev ala behema. Taloch is the Baal HaBor is chayim for the damage that was done to the animals, but a potter ala kelim, the potter on kelim. That's the drush of v'nochol shomer shorei chamor, shor v'leodem chamor v'le kelim. That on kelim you potter. Rashi says nishtabu means the kli ashor shayach v'shvira. Again, oil means the yoke. And on the other one, a chamor, it's more shayach kriya, it's ripping. But madash chamor, that you could just rip it. Now, holom is that daim, what is this like? It's daima the case of avnoi sakino masoi, stones or sakino knives or masoi the bundles. Shenichom b'shus rabim, you put it down b'shus rabim, and bezeka somebody hurt himself over it. So it's daima to bor that yichayiv. Tomorrow says adarabba, just the opposite. Like we're being told these things in this adarabba. Ma daima lezeh mi boilei. What is daima to this? It should have said. Rashi says olam is daima adarabba. Toilok siva, but like siva. Like you're saying something that says in the pasuk or something that doesn't say in the pasuk. This is a pasuk here. V'nofal shomer shorei chamor. That's a pasuk. So what are you telling me? This pasuk is like a case where somebody puts his avnes kino masoi b'shus rabim. Those are only toldos. That it doesn't say in the Torah. So how could you say this pasuk is like, in this case, that one's siva, one's not siva? But adarabba, ma doim lezeh, should say just the opposite. Ma doim lezeh mi boilei. Ela true, that's what I mean to say. Ma doim lezeh, what is it like this? Ma doim lezeh, avnoi usakinu masoi. Doim to a case of taka avnoi usakinu masoi. Shehenichon b'shus rabim. That you put it down b'shus rabim. the hezekah, and somebody got damaged there. Rashi says, Elamadim, that means the imhusko behem kelim, or nisko behem odim, or meis, potter. Then Echlami, just like we say by regular bor, that locha is, if a man dies there, or kelim break there, the balabor is potter. The same locha applies by the toldos of Avner Eskinu Masoi. If somebody put these things down with Shus Rabim, and now somebody, a man comes and trips and kills himself, so the balabor is potter. Who are then, if kelim break, the balabor is potter. If somebody breaks his slukhosev, his glass, his pitchers, in a stone, he's taka chayiv. So we'll soon see what that means. So Mer says, Reisha, so here is the theory like, here this is a boar, meaning somebody broke his pitcher in a stone. So the here a stone is a boar. And it says here, what taki chayiv? So we just got finished saying that boar is potter on kelim. So we'll soon see. So Mer says this. Reisha kashal rav. The Reisha, the Rashi said, it's on Avnes Kino, Masoi is doing with the boar. Mashman has the same halacha, like a boar is kashal rav. The Rashi says, the Havamina right now is you are not mafkarit. So talking about that you're putting down your own sakino and Masoi, Slamaisi, you weren't mafkarit. So if you weren't mafkarit yet, so the Chura, it's not boar, it's like shore. Says, so why does the Reisha say that you put her on Kalim? The Chura shore is chayiv on Kalim. Vitsaifa kashal shmuel. The Seif is a Kash on Shmuel. According to Shmuel, there should be Bor. Even though Avnas Kino Masoi even though it belongs to you yet, according to Shmuel, it belongs to you. So it belongs to you, so even though it belongs to you, still it's Bor. And we just got down in the post that by Bor, you put the Rala Kalim. Tumor says, Oletaymech Tikshlach Higufa. Mamanashach. It's a steer in the price itself. Reisha potter the Sefer Chayiv, no matter how you learn the theory in the Braisa. The Reisha says, by Kalim, you potter here. And the Sefer says, Lafikach, if somebody breaks his pitcher on a stone, that you chayiv, so it's theory anyway. Elo, therefore, we have to say, Rav Matarat Lataimei, or Shmuel Matarat Lataimei. Both of them are Matarat according to their own time. Rav and Shmuel, both are Matarat according to their time. Rav Matarat Lataimei, Rav is Matarat according to his time. When was it said that what did such a ptur of bor that the bor is potter and kalim kishef kiron? So Rav learns the Bryce also means like this. When do we say Avnas Kino Masoi b'shus Rabim has a loch like a regular bor that you potter on kalim only if the person was mafkarit? He put it down and he was mafkar the Avnas Kino Masoi. And then it's a regular loch of bor, and then the loch is of kalim break there you potter. Let's say the Bailam was not Mafkir as Avnas Kino Masoi, so then according to Rav, it's like Shoiroi, is so Chayiv. You should know then you Chayiv if Kalim break, because it's like you're sure that broke the Kalim. Lefikach, therefore, the same friends off. Hetiach Luchoisa Vievin, if somebody breaks his pitcher, his glass pitcher, on the stone that's there, the Locher is Chayiv, Taka Chayiv. So then according to Rav, there's no steer in the Braisa. The Reisha is saying, were you a Mafkirit? Then it's a regular bor, you potter on kelim. And the Seif is talking about where you're not mafkarit, then it's sure, therefore you chayiv on kelim. O Shmuel Mataras Lataimei. Shmuel could also answer according to his own time. O Shmuel Mataras Lataimei. That what? Hashta diyarmit. It's called Churin Kash on Shmuel is the Seifa. Shmuel holds, even though you're not mafkarit, you're Avnas Kino Masoi, still we learn it out from bor. So the ratio is good. We know bor is potter on kelim. But what's Pshan the Sefer? Why do we say that the bor, Yevin, if a pitcher broke on the Yevin, Yechayiv, Lechura, why Yechayiv? I, Lechura, it's bor should be potter on Kalim. So Mer says, Shmuel Tatataimei, Hashtu the Yarmut, now that you say, Avnoi Sakino Masoi, Kibori Domi, now that you want to tell me the Lechura is Avnes Kino Masoi, has a Lechura like bor, if so, the Rev Yehuda, the Mechayiv on Niska Kalim, the bor. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that holds that Niske Kalim is Chayiv, and Bor is Chayiv, Niske Kalim, Lefikach, therefore, Hetiach Luchoisa V'Yevin Chayiv. You know, somebody trips like over the stone, and his pitcher comes totally down and breaks on the stone, you take a Chayiv. So according to Shmuel, you can answer this also, that the Reish is talking about the regular Lach of Bor is Potter and Kalim, and the Sefer just means to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that he doesn't dash in Chamor V'Loi Kalim. He owes no Yechayiv on Kalim. Therefore, Sechusa V'Dosev Yechayiv. Amar Reb Lozer Blozer says, Loishonu, when do we learn this? Halacha, Loishonu. Rashi says, the Tiach Lechayiv V'Yevin Chayiv. When do we learn Taka that Yechayiv, if your glass, your pitcher breaks on the stone? Loishonu Elisha Nitkal V'Yevin V'Nosher V'Yevin. They both happen from the stone itself. you tripped over the stone. Somebody put down a stone, b'shusharabim, and you tripped over the stone, and then you came tumbling down, and the glass broke on the stone itself. Then the Baal Evin is chayiv to pay the hezek. According to Rav Yehuda, according to Rav, where you were not makrit. Avon nisko b'karka. Let's say somebody tripped on the karka. He didn't trip on the stone. He tripped on the karka. The karka is not yours. And just as thing came tumbling down and broke on the stone, then potter. Then you should know your potter. Rashi says, why? The karka garmaloi. Because it's not called your stone that was the germ of the hezek. Like your stone alone wouldn't have done the damage. He tripped over something else. He tripped over the karka. The karka doesn't belong to you. It's a shusharabim. So in such case, since the karka was a gorim for the hezek, therefore the Baal Levin is potter. So Mor says, Kaman, who do you go like? Who does Reb Lezer go like? Kaman, the like Reb Nosson. Of course, not like Reb Nosson. So Rashi says, the Yomel Kaman, Reb Nosson says later, that Vishor Shedocha Feschaber Labor. If Vishor pushed somebody into the bor. Vishor Shedocha Feschaber Labor. If a shore pushes another person into a bore. So kol hecha de lekvesh de lume mihai, shore mishtalem mi bore. Hai, the yovel lehezeka. Rav Nosson says we consider both of them to be mazikim. Even though a shore pushed a man into the bore, so really it's not called like the bore did the whole damage by itself, because it was the shore that pushed him in. Still Rav Nosson says both are chayif. See, according to Rav Nosson, even though somebody else caused this person to fall into the bore, but Lamaisa, when he fell into the bore, the Balabor is chayiv. Here also, if Lamaisa, your stone, broke the kli, you should be chayiv according to Reb Nosson. So, who Reb Lezer, it says, your pot is going up like Reb Nosson. Ika the army, some say no. Omer Reb Lezer, says, Loi Tema, don't say, bin nitkal bi evin, bin nosher bi evin. Who the Mechayiv, just the opposite of Lezer says, don't say we're only talking about in the case where you tripped and broke your kli on top of the stone, then the Baal Evin is chayiv. Avo, but you maybe you want to say Avo niska v'karkum nashav b'yevin poto, but maybe you'd have me to say if he tripped on the ground and then he came tumbling down and broke his pitcher on the stone, the Baal HaStone would be poto. No, Ela Rav, like we hold like Reb Nosson, Ela afilo nitka b'karka, even though this person first tripped over the karka, so something else caused him to fall and break on the stone. Vinosha b'yevin, then when he came tumbling down, his pitcher broke on the stone. Chayiv, yishno lachet tanker is the Baal Evin is chayiv over here. And if so, come on, who does this go like then? Krebi Nosson. Then it goes here like Reb Nosson. Vice versa, for the mazik of bor yechayiv, lamaisa bor is totally where the damage ended up. The damage ended up in your bor. So even though somebody else threw him in, but lamaisa, your bor ended off the damage, did the gemara the damage, for that alone yechayiv. Even though the karka tripped him, and he fell because of the karka, but the maisi came down, and what broke the pitcher was your stone. Mistam, if your stone wouldn't have been there, wouldn't have broke. It was because of your stone there now that the pitcher broke. So maisa, slamaisa, your bore caused the gemar damage. That's from Nosson Svara, for that you chayv. Then our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm even miskaven chayv. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. If you had kavona to break your pitcher there, then if somebody falls over it, you chayv. If not, you put it. So Mor says, Heichi domi miskavin. What does it mean to say you had miskavin to break your pitcher? And that's with Mishnah. If nishpura kata b'shusarabim, if you broke your pitcher b'shusarabim, and somebody tripped over it, it's your bor yechayiv. So Rabbi Yehuda says, only if you had kavona. What type of kavona did you have here? So Mor says, Heichi domi miskavin. What's the case talking about where you had kavona? Omar Rabba, Rabba says, b'miskavin lihorido lamato miksayfoy. But talking about that you had kavona now to take it off from your shoulders. You were first carrying this big pitcher on top of your shoulders, and now you were taking it down off your shoulders. That's what happened. Rashi says, and you tripped while you were taking down your pitcher off your shoulders. You tripped and you smacked it against the wall. So chayiv, the niskal pashayahu, because since you slipped when you were taking down your pitcher, you're a pashaya. Like if you have kavana now, you're taking down your pitcher off your shoulders. You have to be careful. You have to know you're doing something dangerous now. You're taking off your pitcher. So be careful. Watch where you're going. If while you take down your pitcher, you trip, it's called your opashaya. Therefore, when it broke, it's called you made the bor. Therefore, you're chayiv for that bor. Omalei Abaya. So Abaya says back to Rabba. Mechla, you want to tell me? The mechayiv Rabbi Meya filo nifshiva. Now the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Meya. He's chayiv even if the kli melts. like you're holding on to the kli, and an accident happens, Tom, the kli melts like it falls to the floor. You want to say that the Tanakam holds Yechayiv? Omalei said, in yes, it's like a true. In other words, Reb Yehuda's Mechadish, you only Chayiv if you had Kavanah to take it down. Like you had Kavanah to bring it down, and you're a Pashaya when it fell. Mashma, if you weren't a Pashaya, if the kli fell by itself, according to Reb Yehuda, you'd be Potter. But according to the Tanakhama Rabbi Meir, you'd be Chayiv. So Gemara says, yes, it's like a true. In Mechayiv Hoy Rabbi Meir, Afil wasn't a Biyodai. Rabbi Meir will hold you Chayiv even though the Yazn, even though the handle is in your hands. In other words, even though you're holding a Kli, and by itself it melted down, it fell on the floor, still you're Chayiv for the Bor. Fred Gemara Amai, why are you Chayiv? Onesu, the Churat said, you're a big Ones right now. You are carrying a pitcher, and by accident it melted and fell to the floor. So you did throw it down, you didn't do anything there. So why are you chayiv? The chur, you're an onesu. Then we know the klal is the yonos rachmona potrei. Kol tarakulu yo. Yeah. Onesu rachmona. I feel about the other. Am I onesu? Rachmona potrei. That we know the by an ones, the Torah always says you potter. The pasuk says, "Lo naru l'sasa dava." If somebody came in and lived with a lady and forced her, so the isha, she's potter, she's not chayiv misa, she's an onus. So you see, if she's forced to do it, she's potter from misa. See, Ross, any time an onus happens, it's not called your actions; it happened by itself. So why are you chayiv here? The chitame, maybe you tell me no. Hani milu l'inyan kotla. When do we say the Torah gave a pturah v'ainis? It's only for misa. Because if you did a chet. And should we give you Misa? Should we kill you or not? So we say, if it did the Aver, be honest, then there's a Ptur of Misa. But maybe I'll say, Hezek, if you cause damage to happen, even though you're an honest, maybe for Nizokin there's no Ptur of honest. So if, even though you're an honest that your Kli fell and it came into a bore, maybe you'll still be Chayiv. Freddy Gmaranova, Tanya, we learned like this. Nishbaru Kadoi, if a Kli broke, Veloy Silka, and you didn't pick it up, Nofloy gamloy, or else if your camel fell down on the Shus Rabim, v'loy hamida, and you did not pick him up, Rabbi Meir mechayev bezekon. Rabbi Meir Taka says, yechayev for the damage that happened. V'chachom, 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 v'chachom,